Was what? Takes a whole minor in a language, and they don't talk about the word dandy. Josh is absent today. Time to break out the what's it called? The experimental words. This one we don't really know what it means. Danny. We can hear you though. Do you know that? Do you know that we can hear you, George? Well, then how does it's doing what people in Quebec do when someone wants to practice French. You're like, je voudrais. They're like, yeah, you can have a croissant. You're like, fucking, I'm practicing. Wait, so they're confused? So are they like, oh, is there a camera? How does it know? Like, what profiling do they think is going on besides just being confused by the voice? Like, that's because DeepSeek makes sense. I mean, partially because it's like a model trained in China by Chinese speakers, but its chain of thought will also just dip into Chinese sometimes. Do you think DeepSeek was like identifying its like prompts during training as like broken English, that is the form of broken English spoken by someone that speaks Mandarin natively, and they're like just throwing Chinese in? I'm willing to bet an LLM could pick up on that. I say ship it. You get the real human experience when someone thinks you're struggling to speak the language and they're like, let's just make this easy. George? Oh. Push. We didn't pay Amazon. We just work backwards from the source code of MySpace. Like, okay, now we just want the audio part. It's like when SpongeBob draws the circle. The people they. Well, that's if you're Squidward. See, the people that get that reference know that what I just said was a perfect analogy to the MySpace thing, and it's because I said the MySpace thing with the SpongeBob reference in mind. Squidward. No. Squidward is teaching SpongeBob art. And he's like, if you're going to draw a person's face, first you want to do is you want to draw a circle. And then Squidward draws like an awful circle. It's not. And then SpongeBob is like this. And he holds up a piece of paper and it's a perfect circle. And Squidward's like, how the fuck did you draw that? And SpongeBob's like, well, first I drew this face. And then he draws a perfect face. He's like, then I erase some of the details and it shows like the sketch that you would draw if you were drawing someone's face. And then I get rid of some more details, and voila, a perfect circle. I don't aim for laughs. I aim for understanding. Oh yeah, no, that I understood that reference. What do you mean by need? Or like risk. Oh wow, this addresses. Wait, is there a tech tree? Is there fog of war?
Oh.
I was gonna say this addresses all of Elon's concerns with chess. There's no fog of war, there's no tech tree. Yes, a chess tech tree. But when you say need, I mean, is there not like an online thing that can simulate the battlefield in 40 to 100? Vibe code it. Oops. Sure.
Damn bugs.
No, see. No. See, this makes sense because we don't have any money. He has to take our levels. So if we want to protect ourselves, we go do something like rob a bank. So he goes for the money first. Ooh. No, Josh, what you have to do is what they do for fighting dogs when they're making them fight, and just give us as little gold as possible and watch how vicious we get. We'll just be stabbing bartenders like there's only three fucking silver on him. God damn it, just killing everyone in the bar. You're adding credit card mechanics? Okay. My character is going to be Leonardo DiCaprio from Catch Me If You Can, just writing a bunch of bad checks. What, on some Skyrim mechanic where they like send people to try to kill you and you just off them in a single hit, like some No, that's the thing. Okay, so we just have to instead of No, we keep our debt at a level to where people that could kill us aren't interested in the money. Level 20. We're just like sticking people up for like home equity loans. We just have hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the bounty hunters like roll up on us. We just incinerate the bounty hunters. Like, yeah, of course. There's a reason why they're paying $1 million per head for this group. They will fucking just murder you if you try to get them to pay back money they owe. Just the... George, or whoever is going to be Noah, just shameless request a negative interest rate. They'll pay us for holding the money. No. This we could do in Allthane. We rob every bank around a very big bank, and we go, I don't know if you guys really have the security. And then we'd say, we'll hold it for you for a charge. And then we get this huge bag of money, and then we use the money that they pay us, and then we also take that money. We just rob all the banks. What decade's Campaign 3 in? The 40s or? Yeah, so perfect. So we'll have like post prohibition, like JFK's family, the mob. We just have a bunch of money from alcohol and then try to convert to like kind of reasonable businesses. We're gonna subcontract mercenaries. It would be so funny if we all just made economists, and it's just like, well, if you ask our group, you'll get five different answers. Like, I do 1,000 crunches every day. Oh my God, wait. Wait. Patrick Bateman had like some sort of martial offense because he had like the chainsaw and the axe, so we could all just be Patrick Bateman. Yeah. You're right. We could totally just be loan sharks and make the same amount of money. How robust is the financial fraud law book? Can we do some financial fraud that hasn't been outlawed yet? You said, well, you can't just kill people. They've got lines of credit and stuff. So now we're not killing people. Well, what? No, it's not going to be called a Ponzi scheme. Perfect. We all be characters that can live forever. All four of us are Jesus. We hang out somewhere and then come back after like 2025 years, and then we're like, hey, we're like hailed. Actually, no, that's a good point. We just tell Josh we want 1,960 years of downtime, and we just fast forward into a Fae Run setting. All that's going to mean is that we invent credit cards. Every interaction. Wow, don't you wish you could have a piece of plastic on it that, you know, you could use someone else's money for now and pay them back later? And they'll all be convinced. They'll be like, well, actually, that kind of makes sense.
Oh.
Yeah. We did kill probably too many. Yeah. The platinum rule. The platinum rule. Treat others worse than you are treated. Okay, I like the portable hole. The flying orb seemed to be a little, because we were like, oh, how are we gonna get? And then I think it was always George who was like, you guys can just get in the orb and we can fly it. And I'm like, this is so unsatisfying. I guess we'll just go snail's pace this fucking football size orb. Aratrakis. Oh, yeah. Entreebled. So I'm going to entangle myself with just worth it. Yeah. To the sard. So I'll be flat-footed, he'll be flat-footed, we'll all have -2 to saves. And then I'll do this. And I'll put it on myself. And then I'll do this. Keep higher, yes. For real? Alright, well, that's why we yeah, he has to make up fort save. He is a minus two. Sure. It is. Yep. No. Recede. No. Guys, I think we're falling right into its trap. You've fallen for its trap. What are these? Shall we descend? Oh, that's a good idea. Hell yeah. That's the what? I wouldn't trust newspapers. There's so many. Dybex cat's disappearance. He runs away from the group. No, but we're as healed as we want to be. Can Dyvex inspect the circle without stepping in? Bad stuff. You guys want me to touch it? I mean, if you'll volunteer, yeah, I think it's probably best for you. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
explodes. They're embarrassing. The next. Counterclockwise.
Yeah.
So, oh, Jesus. Some people remember their items, but no, there's no buyers. Ooh. Okay. Guys, I'll go to the lectern. Lev, you can take the throne, and then Henrik, you go into the guillotine if you can fit.
Can Jeez.
Who do we keep in our company? Gosh.
Dybex will walk up to the lectern.
Maybe they'll listen to me. Move. You gotta kill him. What? Like a... Maybe not today. Why do you want a creature? Is there a logical fourth position, or is this a three-man show? No, I mean, like... Okay. Henrik, I think you have to free yourself. This isn't like... Yeah, the government sucks.
You could probably try to pardon him. Let him live. Let him live. I say we let him go. Did anyone get the reference? I say we let him go. It a Moses reference? Jeez, they really want us to convict. What the hell? I saw the damage. I was like, is he attacking the throne? I don't, I'm confused.
5 years hard labor. You'll be spending the summer at Camp Green Lake.
Is that what it's called, Camp Green Lake?
Yeah, okay. The other one was a Pee-wee's Big Adventure reference. Divex will walk over and pat him on the back, be like, wasn't worried for a second, buddy. I knew your neck could take it. I was just jokes backed up in my head, but it's like, if Divex is the one in the guillotine, like, just find me, trust me, we need to find the money somewhere, and he's just begging to be in a financial position where he has to rob a bank. What, and halt the order of law? Well, personality-wise, I have more disintegrates than I can count, so very, very apt to destroying a guillotine. So I casted one, which leaves me 1, 2, 3. I might just have the 3 then. Yeah. Sure. 2 and 2. Look for clues. Yeah. Dip our toes. Ooga, ooga booga. And we all understood, and Josh is like, please.
At least 30.
Yeah.
Can I touch the stole and use my feat strange script? Once per day, you can touch a single text, such as a tome, a wall of hieroglyphics, or something similar, and understand its meaning for 1 hour. If the text is in multiple languages, you gain the ability to understand them all for only the purposes of reading the text.
Ooh. I don't know. Yeah. They expect one of us in the wreckage. What? This is pulverized horse hooves. Just has like absolutely no reaction to anything that's being said. What was? A savory gelatin? Oh my god, it's fucking meat broth. It's bone broth gelatin with meat in it. It's made from horse hooves. It's ethically sourced. Yeah. Yeah, but fucking good luck getting a cow to sign a contract. No. They're educated. They just won't sign anything. The chickens will sign fucking anything, but the cows, even if you teach them how shit works, they're still like, I'm not doing that. It's a vegan fucking dairy factory. It just says do not enter if you do not wish to be milked, and the cows just walk. You gotta give them points or something. Like with credit cards. Yeah. Counterclockwise.
His origin's a plant.
Divex will walk over to the tiger. Guys, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. Grossest thing. How much? How much? How much bulk is a tiger? That's probably better than trying to pick it up with a mage hand. That's too much for my mage hand. Can I pet the tiger and see its reaction? Oh. Can I try to direct it, lead it towards the water? What does it do, that reaction? Oh. Very nice. Tigers like water. I'll see if he wants to have a little bath. Yeah. No, but I saw the books. Cat. Is he still green? You want us to the mushroom. What
happens if we win? Oh, okay.
Paper, scissors, shoot.
Wait, so there's a what was the myconid? Was that just the starfish with or the mushroom with the horrifying face? Yeah, I'll pick that one. Wait, I have to leave. That's so uncomfortable. Here, come on, buddy. I'm just imagining like a mushroom that is the equivalent of like a Chuck E. Cheese mascot, like an unmoving giant mushroom the size of a human just walking over with me. I would like to specify I have the mushroom drink, not just like playing around. Like, I want to just stick its head in. 49.
Yay.
That's what Dyvek saw, regardless of reality. Yeah. Oh, he's white.
Go figure. You said Arcana. Is this to identify magic? Oh. It's 44 for my contact. I rolled a negative 3. Yeah. again. Well, we can still only fit one. How do you even get a four? Do you have like some item? Like what? Yeah, after you wrote them down, yeah. Gross. Which organ? Oh. Because playing the intestines. What our characters know. Yeah, you said it's lit. And I went, ah. Ah, can I get a light? Do any of you have kids? Well, okay. Well, treat this one like that.
Paper. We have no.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, let's put the goal all the way on the right. Oh, Henrik got a 46. The fuck? Dude, let me roll perception since only one person did. First, okay. Which one's the fertilizer? Okay. Oh, what? What do you don't trust it? It's just ordering things. Yeah, let's so it's a tallow candle, so it's consuming the bone. The fat from inside the bone. It's the same thing. Guys try it. Try it sometime. So the baby is protein. The sapling is fiber. The candle is fat, and the skull is something to pick your teeth with when you're done. You said fertilizer, I was like, what is he saying about this Thessian baby? What is he doing? We get the fertilizer, the crying, shrieking fertilizer. I think we might want to swap the last two, but we'll try this order first. Yeah, because of the tallow and the bones. I am Steve. Chicken. I was watching a cracked version of it, and then I realized that it was a pre-release cracked version, so the CGI is incompletely rendered, and I turned it off after like a half hour. Yeah, the wolf in it is just like a mob of like clay. Like it just looks like a mound of flesh wandering around, and I'm like, what am I? Hold on a second. And like I looked up and I'm like, the wolf doesn't look like this. Also, the main villain face is not animated, so it's just like a ventriloquist act, and I'm like, I feel like I was too tired to understand that this is not how it's supposed to be going. I can send you guys a link if you want.
Yes. Same. I think I need an item for perception, because my perception is as high as Lev's, and he has an item. Oh, sure. Wait, what's the... Oh, okay. I'll roll then. Get fucked. I got a 53. What's the highest? Well, if I was rolling against someone else, I wouldn't. That's because I'm good. Yeah. Dybex has, he's got a sense of humor. He's got, standard vision. He has time sense, and then he has that diagnostic heart that labels things for him. He does not smell or hear crazy, yeah. Dybex will relay, "Hey guys, I see a leap of faith." And then Dybex will jump into the void. I have a fly spell, so. Yeah, I'd give it probably 10 seconds past the platform being out of sight before I popped a fly. Okay, so to seem cool, Dyvex is not making any noise because he's not like panicking, but it is actually a facade. It is double panicking. Dyvex wants to hear. He's not making any noise because he wants to hear or try to hear if he's going to smack into the ground. So he's being very quiet and just sort of like seeing if he can tell if he's getting any closer to the ground.
53. Am I going to hit it, or am I going to be, like, about equidistant from where I jumped? All right, perfect. So I'm going to line up. You know how, like, when you're shooting from a helicopter, you have to lead the bullets? So if there's 30 to 50 feral hogs under your helicopter... No, no, but, yeah, no, you have to lead the bullets when you're on something moving and you're shooting. So I'm going to do that with my voice, and I'm going to try to lead the speech so that I yell. Like, I'm not going to try to yell when I'm next to them because the sound won't hit them. I'm going to yell, like, 20 feet above them, so when I pass by, the sound will hit them, and I'm going to tell them to jump. Well, I just think I have bad eyesight. Yeah. Oh, okay. Divex is not approaching any sort of a dome. It's just off into the sky. I trust him. I took a leap of faith. Man, there's no trust in this. Oh, earlier, we had Nosferatu playing peekaboo with a baby Thessian. I don't know if, like, we had the scariest person in the group who puts on a blindfold that terrifies his people that he's worked with for months. Be like, wait.
Am I going to hit it or no? Oh, okay. I'm going to yell to my compatriots again to jump. Yeah, I'll cast fly and gently descend. I'll do what Lev does. So I'll on my approach, I'll cast fly. I will stick my arms and legs out straight and then just slow down until I touch the platform and you simply had to have faith. That's what I've been doing. Worked out well. I'm on the platform. You two must jump. Five minutes. Sure.
Sure. One, two.
We just got to be quicker next time.
It's a slab.
Can Dybex try crawling to the... Wait, if he crawls, he'll just fall off? Like, if he tries to crawl... He'll just jump then. End on the circle. You know, it's we. You know, we didn't go in a circle and come at the same now. Guys, you know, this place is growing on me. Like, I mean, like a fungus, yeah. I don't know. Wait, are those people hanging out? Hey, you guys know where we can get something to drink? When they bow, Divex will turn and do one of these to the rest of the group. They dab on us? And if I was to look for a bank, you know, for depositing, not withdrawals, where would I find that? The food and drink will be good then. Thank you. You guys wanted to get drunk? Because we're going up the hill, right? The bars are up there. I mean, if it's Brad. Well, let's ascend the hill. Let's ascend the hill.
What's the perception? It's always important to check the perception. This fucking asshole.
Not so fast. What if I seek thoroughly? No, I'm joking. Use mine.
I believe it's on cliffhanger.
Oh, so we're calling off the Becoming Thessians plan. I feel like if we became Thessians, I feel like we would die very quickly and we wouldn't know what killed us. No, it doesn't align with any parts of the plan, and I don't think it would be simply a promotion. Seems like it would be. I mean, Kharkov seems to be having a great go at the becoming a Thessian via the deep. I mean, look, he definitely has a will of his own. That is pretty cool. Guys, I think we need to be organists. Organisms. Yeah, I mean, what has the Deep done? He's had like some small time meddling in all thing, but like, I played Octodad. I played Octodad. Realistic for me. Has anyone here seen gameplay of Octodad? You're just a flailing octopus that has to like make breakfast and shit. I mean, even the fee. So it's your regular. Yeah. So not 70 feet. Yeah, no, that is.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Good luck, Tanner and Noah. Now there's two more Thessians you have to fight in the camp.
Monday, Monday. Peace. Ah.